Tripping, I was tripping with him. Got put on the gang, now I'm crippin' with him. When he died, it's like a part of me had went with him. From the cradle to the grave, from the streets to the halls, YA to the state. Me and my nigga thuggin', can't nothing come between us. No bitch, no money. Yeah, they say you can't cheat death. Soon as that shit hit it, have life going left. Yeah, my nigga was the realest, then somebody killed him. Now we out here tripping, we out here drilling. Banging for the set, making sure every nigga left living gon' regret it. Paint niggas on t-shirts, my nigga ain't coming back. I ain't gon' lie, man, this shit hurt, but I'm still stepping. To send chills through my body, knowing the enterprise is up in heaven. All my niggas is gone, but I still exist. So I got on my knees and told God I repent. I'm a sinner and I know that I'm gon' sin again. Killing for my niggas and I'm killing for these Benjamins. It's all about respect and it's all about these dividends. My nigga dead and gone, I ain't gon' lie, I've been missing him. Man, I miss my nigga. Anytime he was tripping, I was tripping with him. Got put on the gang, now I'm crippin' with him. When he died, it's like a part of me had went with him. Man, I miss my nigga. Anytime he was tripping, I was tripping with him. Got put on the gang, now I'm crippin' with him. When he died, it's like a part of me had went with him. Shit just ain't the same, and these niggas ain't gang. Getting caught up off my name. I flash out from all the pain, cause when shit get real, all that love be fake. Me and my nigga talked about being big. That's why I drive Benz and keep a house in the hills. I'm fully representing. I'm pushing to the limit to the day I stop living. I'm a sinner and I know that I'm gon' sin again. Killing for my niggas and I'm killing for these Benjamins. It's all about respect and it's all about these dividends. My nigga dead and gone, I ain't gon' lie, I've been missing him. Man, I miss my nigga. Anytime he was tripping, I was tripping with him. Got put on the gang, now I'm crippin' with him. When he died, it's like a part of me had went with him. Man, I miss my nigga. Anytime he was trippin', I was trippin' with him. Got put on the gang, now I'm crippin' with him. When he died, it's like a part of me had went with him.
Here we are, once again, saying farewell to yet another fallen soldier. I know that negative thoughts are running through your mind. Many of you want to go do that in which you think is right, but the question is, what is right? In your mind, you want to go use your 9, but we can no longer be blind. I'm just trying to open up your eyes. I know it's hard when you have been raised in the same APTs with someone for years. I understand when you have banged and represented the same SCT with someone for years. You robbed, stole, sold dope with this individual. You held your first gap. You got your first tat. You tossed your first rap with this individual. I'm not here to water down the truth. I totally understand what you're thinking and what you're saying. But the question I ask is, when will all the killing stop? Please remember this, that life, it's not like playing chess. One wrong move and you out of here. May God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, welcome to the West Side Wednesdays radio show. Tonight we got a very special guest, my homie Nairi Jace. He is on the book tour and he's stopping by the G Lou show. Once again, we welcome him back. He will be here in 1 minute. The phone lines are open, 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you want to speak. And enjoy the show we have going on tonight. We'll be back in 1 minute to get it started.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And I survive cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then they get stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street nigga, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days, pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the 6, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. And the only rule, keep your dollar bills right. And this is what it feels like. And this is is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef. Chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. IRS on my dick, try to audit all my checks. Too late, you know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack or storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yet you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be mean, I'm saving all my little bread. Pray for me, y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas is distinct, it ain't safe for me, my dog. They killing niggas in they own hood, that makes sense to you at all. You burnt your bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried Mike after he died. Y'all know niggas can't win, you never land on your side. I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got assassinated, just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed cubs.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Yo, what up? It's Breeze. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou. Our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Yeah.
Yeah, man, welcome to the show. I am G Lou. This is West Side Wednesdays radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, tonight we got a very special guest. The big homie is back. He is on his book tour. So I'm going to bring him in now. The big homie, Nairi Jace, is here. What up, homie? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing, soldier? Appreciate you having me again, man.
Definitely. Yes, sir. Glad to have you back, sir. Glad to have you back. It's an honor, man.
Glad to be here. You know, we doing what we do, man. We doing what we
that
do,
part.
Man.
That part. Now,
how you been, man?
I've been pretty good, man. I can't complain. Yeah. Won't you tell the people what we got going on? I know you're on your book tour. You're back doing it again. You're a proclaimed author, doing your thing, many books under your belt. Tell the people what you got going on right now, man.
Well, this is, as you guys know, for those who don't know, I'm Nairi Jace, Arthur Nairi Jace. I got my folks with me, Murdoch, which is Jonathan Longmire, and also my brother, Lil Man, which is Tyree. We put together individual books. Great, powerful books, man, and we're just spreading the message to Los Angeles, just to let everybody know, man, we out here, we are reckoning to be rude with, to be messed with, and man, we just on the rise, man. In addition to the blog radios that we're doing right now, we're actually gearing up for next month, because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing a live stage performance of the book series that I have. I have a Gangsta Jake book series. and we're going to be doing live stage performances. And, you know, we're going to have a little bit of more entertainment as well, but the main focus is a live stage performance. And at the end of the performances, we're going to have an Arthur Circle with myself, with Jonathan and Lil Man, and we're going to be talking about our books, taking questions on from the public, and just letting you guys, you know the mission that we're on, which is to ultimately turn this these books into TV series. That's our goal, you know. To man, we try to make it to the screen, man. We try to make it to the screen, man. And you know, we're not really trying to go Tubi route. No disrespect to Tubi. You know, we love what they're doing. You know, they're doing their thing. But we just, you know, we've been putting work in with this TV series for a while. So we're focused on a little bit higher pitches than Tubi. You know, we think of Netflix, you know, somewhere up in the marinas, you know, the NBC, ABC, whatever, man. We're thinking high. So we're staying on our path to get there, man.
Right, dope. Have you started anything already, or is this or is about to start? Have you already got started?
It hasn't started yet. It's going to start next month, March. But as far as it's coming together, we're going to come together for the first time. We're going to come together on the 17th. So if you guys ain't doing nothing on the 17th this month, we're going to be at we're going to be at it's called Neighborhood Tea Shop in Hearthstown. We're going to be up there. We're going to be there from 2 to 6. That's going to be the first stop of the book stop where we're coming together. And we're actually going to have our boy Mel. Mel going to come up. Him and Remy Loke going to come up to a podcast for us, man. So, Posey's having a regular book signing. Yeah, we're going to have a book signing that day. But Posey's having a regular book signing. We're also going to be doing a live podcast there, too, man. So, you guys that's in the Hearthstown area, come out and support, man. Because, you know, without support, man, shit, it's hard to, you know, what things
Right. It's hard to make it happen.
Right.
Shout out to
and I will
give a shout out to
Melly. You guys can't take my page too for the for those locations too. And I will mention the address here before we leave.
Okay,
yeah,
dope.
I
want to say give a shout out to Melly Mel too, man, for doing this thing. The Hood Postman. Make sure
for
you guys check him out too on YouTube. Yeah.
Always good, man. Always, you know, there for a brother. You know, because you guys report, man. Like I told you last time, man, y'all. You guys, these messages and stuff, y'all, you know, you guys are allowing us to put out there, man, is very detrimental to what we're doing. So, man, continue to do what y'all doing, man. We appreciate you guys. Definitely know that you are making a difference, and we appreciate you guys, you know, doing what you do. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. And also, we want to take questions tonight, too. If people want to chime in and ask the brother Nairi some questions, you could do that, too. So if you're tuning in and you're on the line tonight, press 1. And I know that you're there and you want to come in, you know what I mean? And we're going to bring the homies in, too, that are with you. They can press 1, too, whenever they're ready to check in. So, you know, we want to interact tonight and chop it up with the homie. Anyone got any questions for him, a little man or the homie, you can tap in and press 1, like I said. Yeah.
We ain't taking no questions, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Do what you want to do, man. You know, I don't really like talking about gang talk, but I'm
I know. I'm knowing.
Because I can't run from the truth. You know, I like I said, you know, I'm from the East Side. I'm originally born and raised at South Park. You know, Barry White. You know, that's my big homie. You know, saying for those who don't know South Park, which you know, I'm sure everybody do from LA at least.
Right.
But Barry White, you know, one of the big homies. That's a little history that we got on South Park. We need you guys on the front line with us this time, man. This ain't the first time we've done this book tour either, man. Just to let you guys know, we've done it before. You know, it was cool, man. Last time it was cool. You know, I had a lot of people came through to support it. As I mentioned, Cat Williams showed up last time, Sugar Knight. A lot of people put up, man. I wouldn't even expect them there, but they popped there. They was there for a couple hours. They showed support, showed love, man. You know, that's what it's all about, man. You know, when people be on the right path, man. You know, you see the love and support coming, man. So. Anybody and everybody's out there supporting what we're doing, you know, thank you guys. Continue to support us because, you know, hey, man, it takes that, man. You know, sometimes it takes more than just the person that's doing it. And we all know that. We understand that. But yeah.
Right. That's beautiful. Definitely. We need support. Also, before we bring the homies in, tell us about the books, all your books that you have out currently now.
Definitely. Well, currently I have 4 books available right now. I actually wrote 8 books in total, but I got 4 books available, starting with the Gangsta Jake book. The Gangsta Jake, The End Result of a Snitch, is my first book. The second book is called Gangsta Jake, Path of Terror. The third book is called Gangsta Jake, Peace Treaty 2017, which is, you know, what leveled me all the way off to want to actually do this peace treaty thing because of that third book, man. It really resonated. It sinked into me, and it made me really want to, you know, get on the path of redemption and, you know, get this gang war together that we've been dealing with. But that's the first
right.
book, second book, third book. And I also have a fourth book outside of that that's called Can't Get Enough. And it's a whole different other book, but it's great, just like the other books that I wrote. And as time goes forward, once I get this thing going, I really plan on making a movie out of that Can't Get Enough, because it's off the chain on that level. It's drama, it's high octane, you know, it's good, man. I can only toot my horn because I wrote it, but I'll let, you know, you guys hear and get a bar of it on your own as time goes.
Right. If you could, tell the people how you got into writing books, how you became an author and all that.
Well, I became an author, man. It seemed like it was on accident because I never was really into writing. I never was really, you know, into connecting words like that. But I would say, like, on the 10th year of being incarcerated, I done federal time for bank
right.
robbery back in 93. So, man, you know, during the time of, you know, incarceration, I really wasn't doing a whole lot, man. I wasn't really focused, well, like I needed to be some focus, because, you know, jail going to be focused regardless. But I wasn't
right.
focused all the way. And I went to the shoe, man. I went to the hole, man. I can't think of what it is. I was in the hole, whatever. I was in the shoe, and all of a sudden I just started writing, man. And I just, you know, I just started connecting the dots. I got to reading other people's books, and I got to not really liking their books the way it ended. I always said, man, I can do this. I can come on my own story, my own way of ending it. So I was like, you know what? Man, I just start writing, man. And then, you know, once I got out the hole, actually before I got out the hole, my bunkie, he was like, you know, we reading it back and forth, and he's like, man, it's pretty tight. So I just kept going, man. Then once I got to the yard, you know, it was like a bigger audience. You know, I went from one fan to, you know, fans on the yard. You know, people reading it. You know, me typing up a little bit of this, a little bit of there, and, you know, giving people a paragraph, chapter here and there. They like, damn, they really, you know, liking it. So I'm like, I just went on and done it, man. So really it was like therapeutic for me to write the book just to finish up the last of the time I had, because I was sentenced to 14 years for the bank robbery. Out of the 14, I've done 12 years. And that last year, man, was just kicking me in the ass. I just needed something to do, man. So I decided to write, man.
Right.
It really helped me, man. So, yeah, that's what inspired me to write from the beginning. That and reading them books that I didn't really like, to be honest. So, yeah, that's what sparked me to
I want to ask you, too, man, before I ask this next question, I was going to ask you, too, you know, not only what got you to starting to write, but writing the book and then taking it to the next level to actually get it published and that whole thing. That's a whole
right.
different phase of it. But I want to ask you, too, during those 12 out of 14 years, man, how was that for you, man, as a young man? That's a lot of time to do, man. You know, the average person can't just do that regularly and be okay like you are. You seem like a great man, you know what I mean, smart man, and all of this, you know what I mean? How was that for
right.
you during those 12 years, brother?
Well, shit, man, I think the fact that I was young, the fact that, you know, I did go to jail with some homies, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it wasn't that hard, man. It was kind of smooth, you know. Some years was hard than other years. You know, I had some family support. You know, it was just like, it was rough, man. I can't say it wasn't, man. I can't say it wasn't rough, but it was rough and smooth at the same time, because by me being in federal custody, you know, most, you know, in some cases they do ship you across the country. You know, I did end up
right,
going to
right.
a couple of spots. I went to Illinois. They had me in Pekin, Illinois for about 3 years, but for the most time, you know, I was able to do my time on the West Coast. I was in Terminal Island for about three
okay.
years. I was in MDC for about 18 months. I was in Taft for about 4 years. So it was like, you know, I was local, so I was able to get visits. It was kind of cool. So you know, at the time it was like bittersweet, man. But, you know, ultimately I was able to learn a lot about life. I settled down. I became, you know, I became more mature. You know, I learned how to really educate myself, basically, because I was never really a good reader or writer. I hated school. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
So it's like, you know, the prison's kind of really grounded me in a way. I mean, I hate to say that was, you know, I don't want people to think that it was a good thing. Like, you know, when I don't glorify prison, nothing like that. But, I mean, it taught me to become a man, to be honest.
Right, right. Right.
Because I was young. When
and
I was
I'm sure,
I was, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Young. I'm sure, too, man, you made a lot of connections, man, in that federal. Because you meet people, you know, not only from, like you said, the West Coast, you meet people from all over the country. And
all over the country.
Were you able to make good connections and meet some good brothers while you were in there, even maybe that you have to this day? And also, were you able to connect with Melly Mel? Did you do time with Mel? Because I know he was on Terminal Island, too.
Yeah, I did do time with Mel. The second time I came to T.I. on my way out, man, I ran the Mel up in there. And like you said, man, through that journey, man, you meet a lot of good dudes, man, good sharp brothers, man, intelligent brothers, man,
right.
Especially in the federal system. Because
right.
I've been to both. I've been a state and I've been a federal.
Okay.
And
I was going to ask you about that, too, the difference. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's the difference, man. It's like day and night kind of, man. It's like in the state, it's like more politics, you know, more gang shit cracking. You know, it's in the feds, too,
right.
But it's not as much. You know what I'm saying? Up in there. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like really smooth. You ain't really got to be tripping too hard. Depending on what you on, too. Because, I mean, they got the USPs and stuff to where it's a lot cracking up in there, you know. But, you know, I did meet a lot of people, man. Shit, I could Chico. Man, my boy Chico, you know, they just put the show on. You know, Chico going to be helping me
right.
on doing this tour, too.
Okay.
I met him. My boy Pookie Lotra. Man, I could just think of hundreds of people, like thousands of motherfuckers I've met in the feds. It's just like, for the most, all of them was pretty much smooth, man. I never really had no problems in the feds, man. Like in the state, when I first caught my case, I went to the state, man. It was like, I went to Riverside County and then the feds picked it up. But it was just a different transition, like I said, because, I mean, like, I was in there for a month, and within that first month, you know, I had like a couple fights and shit. I was fighting with my cellies, little bullshit. You know, it was just like, it was different, you know what I'm saying? It was like, once I went to the feds, it was like, all that shit kind of ended. It's like more, you know, it's like more, a little bit more respect. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right,
you know, you
right.
got to gain respect for that, but it's just a little more smoother. You ain't got motherfuckers on your face, that, you know, just over stupid shit all the time. You know, if that ain't what you want to deal with, but
right,
say, man, I can do it wherever. It doesn't matter. But
right,
the feds. If I had to do either choice, stay the fed, I would rather do federal time. But I don't want to
right.
do either one of them. Don't get it twisted.
I know that's feet, right.
Man. I'm getting into this movie, this film shit. You know, I'm trying to be successful within this business, man. Because,
right.
Man, it's a lot of, you know, content is king, man. You know, the way I look at it, I mean, look, you know, I look at people like 50 Cent and, you know, Regina King.
50 Cent doing it.
Ice
yeah.
Cube. Man, these people are doing their thing, man. They're taking care of business, man. You know, Jamie Foxx, all of them, you know, they got hands in that producer spot, whether you see them on camera or whatever, man. It's like, you know, it's available. Even my girl, Sakola, she's doing her thing out there too, man. You know, it's just a lot of people that, you know, have been in, you know, have been helpful throughout this ride, and it's just like, you know, and I got a whole lot of more ground to cover, but you know, I got a good feeling about going forward, and you know, I feel good about the people that I have been able to connect with up to this path.
Right, right. That's a beautiful thing. Then I want to ask you again one more, and then we're going to bring some people in. But how did you get to, like you said, you wrote the books and started writing, but how does one get to a point where they could, you know, get them published and get them put out? You know what I mean? And that goes for anyone even listening that maybe wants to write a book and make it happen. How does
right.
one make that happen?
Good question, man. Well, they make it real easy these days. Back when I first kind of got started, I mean, my book's been out over 15 years, The End Result of a Snitch, the first book I wrote. It's been out over 15 years. And when I first wrote it, you know, it was like I went to a sister named Dr. Rosie Milligan, man, and she actually published hundreds of people's books throughout Los Angeles, right there on Manchester and Normandy, man. And I
right.
went to her. She gave me a lot of game information on writing the books. But I really got blessed, man. I've just been blessed throughout this journey, man. I was going to pay a lot of money dealing with other people. I went to her. She gave me the information. It helped me out tremendously. But basically, it was just about connecting with the printers. Once you get all your stuff typed up, really the hard part for me, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. The hard part for me was getting it typed up, edited up, all that type of stuff. Really, all that shit was hard. I ain't gonna lie. The writing was pretty hard. You know, I had to like edit it like a bunch of times, 10 times, go back and forth. But that, you know, that was just my first book. As I started writing books, you know, it started getting easier. But the first one was like, you know, this was like my baby, so I really went over it a lot. I edited it a lot. Sometimes it took me like, shit, man, it probably took me 2 weeks to write one paragraph sometimes, you know, because I get writer's block. And I've never really been, you know, really educated with, you know, English and all this shit. So I had to really get in there and really just learn how to do this thing, man. But as right. far as the publishing, it was real harder to publish then. But now, man, they make it easy. You can go right to Creative Space. You can load your books, your software up to Creative Space, Amazon, load your cover up, load the inside of the book up, load the price up, load the ISBN, which they give you those on there, or you can bring your own ISBN. It's not really a hard process. They make it so easy these days to do it. And then once you load the book up, you can have, they have multiple versions available. You can have e-books, regular books, you know, all that is available within that book world. But see, me, I didn't kind of went past the book game. You know, my thing is, I'm all about
trying to get to the next level.
I'm beating the drum to the fair,
right?
You know, I'm on the next phase
right,
of it.
Right.
You know, the book's cool. You know, they were cool. It was a good run. But now it's all about, I want to see my film. I want to see my work on television. And I keep visualizing it. This is why I never give up on this story. This is why I never give up on this path. And I know people probably look at it like, man, this motherfucker ain't gonna never quit this shit. Because I've been, like I said, I've been doing this. I wrote this book 15 years ago. I've been on the path for the movie thing for like maybe a good couple years, you know, maybe 2 years, 2.5 years. But it's like, I just, in the back of my mind, I just keep seeing a TV series on television. I don't know what the hell it is, but it just keeps sticking up in the back of my head. And I just can't let that thought go. And we actually filmed... we filmed a pilot to this to the series, so you know I had a little bit of training in filming, and I was able to learn from that and grow on that, and that's the direction I'm going in right now. I'm still on an independent level, definitely looking for investors out there that's trying to come together to really that can help get this thing going. But I'm just an infant in the game with this shit. But one thing about me, I never give up on it. It's gonna be complete before it's over.
Right. How hard or how different is that, man, trying to get into that film game and get things cracking with that opposed to the book game, which are two totally separate things, you know?
Yeah, with the book game, you know, you can walk right in it, man, because like I said, you can self-publish these things. And really, even with the film thing, you can walk into it because you can make films with iPhones these days, you know? But
right.
It's like, it's all about the level that you want to be on with your complete project. It's like I didn't been a part of several projects in the past, and I just say that they were actually stepping stones toward where I'm going now. So yeah, man, this is all about taking it to the next level. That's why I'm pretty much at with it right now. Just trying to figure out a way to get to the next level with it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's gonna happen.
That part.
But
it's gonna happen.
The book. Just get back to the question. Yeah, it was easier for the books. As far as the film, it's much more harder for the film industry. For me, this is my statement, and you know, who knows tomorrow? I might meet the next person that can take me to the next level. But I'm just being patient, taking my time, being a student, and just going at the pace that God allows me to go. And
right.
He hasn't allowed it to happen just as of yet, but. You know, he's keeping it in my mind just to keep going. So I just got to keep going until I finally look up and see my work, you know, manifesting, you know, everywhere. Like, you know,
right.
I can keep popping up ahead to be. So that's where I'm at with
right,
it, man.
Right.
I'm just about just tapping into Hollywood, Beverly Hills, wherever they will accept me, I'll be there. Without
right, me. Right. Right. Without that's me. A beautiful thing, brother.
Absolutely.
Let me go ahead and bring some people in and take some phone calls. Like I said, anyone out there, I see the phone lines are lit up. Anyone want to come in and join the show, or if you have any questions for my big bro, Nairi Press One, and we'll bring you in. Let me bring someone in now. 619, you're live on the line. Hello.
Yeah, this is his brother.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
All right, what's going on with it?
Hey, oh,
that's
all good,
that's
man.
Little man. That's, yeah, he's on the panel with me, man. That's little man right there. What's up, little man?
Yeah. I wrote that book, The Opposite of a Square.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy right there, The Opposite of a Square.
Yeah,
hey, man, I love that book,
yeah,
that name right there. Yeah. Hey, little man,
yeah,
go ahead and introduce yourself and tell him about your book.
All my book is based on, man, about a guy in the streets and the life that he lived. And it's about just giving back to the community, man. You know, it started out living in the streets, and I just learned how to write, and I've done a lot of time in jail, and I come up in the Nation of Islam, man, believe it or not.
Okay.
And we was real strict coming up, man, but I see a lot of things. People used to make fun of us, and the same thing, it's like history repeating itself over and over again, you know?
Right.
So when you see these things, and you're like, it's like you're in this little rut. It's like, how do you get out of this rut? It's like, where are the supporters? You know, because my passion is writing. It's like, how do I get it out there? And who do I tell it to? You know?
Mm.
So that's my take on it.
Mm. That's deep. And tell us about your book, brother, The Opposite of a Square, man, with that cold title right there that I love, brother. Tell us a little bit about this book, man, so they can go pick it up.
It's about a dude, man, that was in the neighborhood, and he was hanging out with his homeboys, and it was a guy out of Detroit that was looking for this female. And he had something for him. And one of them he gave a pistol to, and the other one he gave some weed to, and the other one he gave a 27-year-old prostitute to a 13-year-old youngster, man. Because he lured the girl in. Mm. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. So, as the story goes on, he found out all the stuff that he had learned, it was happening to his mother.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a story about it all went in the circle. Because
the opposite of a square.
The opposite of a square. You know?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
How long did you write that book, little man?
Huh?
How long did you write that book?
It took me about 30 days to write that book, man.
30 days?
Yeah, about 30 days. I was sitting in the county jail, man. And I had wrote three manuscripts, actually. One was Rough Hustle, but it had got caught up in the shuffle, man. And then I had wrote a memoir about me, and then I had to start writing, and then I caught some time in another state. I had went to another state and caught some time. So all the stuff that I was doing, it came in full circle. It was like everything that was going on, that the life that I was living, it was all repeating itself over and over, and it was like a vicious cycle.
Right.
You know? And it's like, where do we go from here? Yeah, so, but then the guy's father died of cancer, and then he met a female that was taking over a church house. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where the church comes into the play up in there. That's where the church come in.
Yeah, so the the situation of the church is the female that was a reverend, she raised the young dude named Paul Shorty father. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you got to really understand it, man. It's a 13-year-old dude got turned up, man, in a game by a guy from Detroit.
The 13-year-old was a pimp. That was a pimp.
Yeah, named Paul Shorty. But then he go to jail. And then when he go to jail,
right,
he get out of jail, and then his father was dying of cancer.
That's what's up, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Opposite of a square, y'all. Hey, little man, tell them where they can get the book at, how they can purchase the book.
It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon, the opposite of a square.
We also have it available. We're going to have it available during this book tour, too, man. So y'all come check us out on the book tour, man. The first stop, as I mentioned, man, we're going to be in Hearthstone, man. We're going to be at the neighborhood tea shop, man, Hearthstone Boulevard, man. I'm going to give you guys the address. Y'all come check us out, man. We're going to be there. We're going to have books. We're going to have, you know, a little food and stuff. We're going to chop it up, huh? We're going to have a good time.
I'm not promoting no pivot, man.
Nah,
it's just the opposite of a square. Ain't no pimping going on. It's just the opposite of a square, man. Sounds like a great book.
Right.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Lil Man. I'm gonna bring someone else into the number 747. I'm gonna bring you in. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Yo,
hello?
What up? Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, little man? This Al Dog. What's up? What's up?
Hey, what's
up, homie?
Hey, what's happening with it, man?
What's up, man? How you doing over there, Al Dog?
I'm cool, man. Just checking out everything, man. Hey, G. Lou, man, I like your show, bro. My name is Al Dog.
Hey, thank
man.
You.
They'll tell you a little bit more about me. They'll tell you
a
little more about me.
That's one of the homies I was in the pen with. That's one of my fed brothers right there, man. One of my real friends, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been through some of the walks with me, man. And he's working on his film, too. Man. He's working on shit, too.
Yeah, little
man. Okay,
They're my brothers, man. And I'm proud of both of them brothers and what they're doing. I've been there from the beginning, man. You know, when me and Nye was walking the track in Taft, man, he was talking about doing the book thing, man. And I mean, he really done did this, man. Like you say, he had that thing out for 15 years already, man. He got multiple books, man. He's just doing his thing, man, you know?
Turn the corner on it, baby. Raise the screen.
Looking forward to seeing your work. Hey, Big Al, tell him a little bit more about what you do, because he said you're doing some work, too. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Well, what I'm doing is this, man. I have a feature film, man, that I'm doing. It's based on my life, true story.
Okay.
Back in the early 80s, late 90s, I was hijacking trucks for high-end computer shit. I got a bunch of publicity out there, all in the Reader's Digest, L.A. Magazine, L.A. Times. Me and my crew, you know, we up out of Linwood, man, you know, off Long Beach Boulevard and Palm. And, man, you know, we was hijacking trucks, man, when everybody else was robbing banks, when everybody else was selling dope, when everybody was doing their thing, man, we was hijacking trucks. I used to be a truck driver way back in the days when I came home from YA, man, and I started to be what you call an inside man. And so, you know, I was coaching kids, man, and at the same time doing this here as of my choice of crime. And I was doing the whole little football thing. My son right now just got named the Raiders safety coach. My name is Gerald Alexander. He played in the NFL.
Congratulations.
My son played in the NFL. Yeah.
Shout out to Gerald.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to my son. Now I was there when it was always going on at Boise State. When he went to Boise State, he got drafted.
Oh, yeah, we got a big.
Yeah, so. I mean, so my story is about me, the coach, the father, the son, you know what I'm saying, the uncle, the homie, and how I was doing things as I was coming through and growing up and doing what I needed to do to survive out here in these streets, man. I'm one of the real ones that's left, man. I was coaching the kids before Snoop, before Big U and all of them, so it's kind of like I kind of one of those first homies that really one of their kids just really made it. My son really made it, man, and I'm so proud of him. And I'm just, that's what my story is about, man, how I was just doing my thing, man, and how the federal government got up under me and how, you know, they did the whole little, remember that movie called Point Break?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, I got a story just like that, except it's about one of us, which is me in my circle. You feel me?
Right.
So it's a bunch of publicity out there. So that's my thing. That's my thing, man. I'm doing a screenplay. Little Man started writing it. Thanks to Little Man, you know, when he first came up with the joint. Now he hooked us up, and he started writing the first part of it. And I've been writing on it ever since back in 2005, and it's finally ready, man. So, you know, hopefully one day I get to get on your show and talk about my thing in detail.
Of course, man. Love
yeah, we've been
on the
grind
so
with this thing, man.
That part. When can we expect this, or what we got in the works of as far as making it happen?
Well, right now, I just finished the screenplay up. It's 10A tight now, ready to rock and roll. I'm going to do a table reading. I'm going to do a table reading sometime this spring. We are inviting folks out, have some hors d'oeuvres. We're going to do it almost like a screen, like a, we're doing a live play where we're going to have intermission, and we're going to go through the whole script. People are going to get up and read parts. You know, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some food. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to have some up-and-coming actors and actresses, and I'm going to do it a little bit different than anybody ever done it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a whole little, like I said, a table read, and we're going to tape everything and be able to go back on it and look at it and kind of break it down and critique it. And I want some real ones there to really break it down and critique it. Because, like I said, I can think it's good. I can think it's all that, but it's what the people think. Feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm not buying
like
it. Hey, I'm selling it. I'm not buying it. Yeah. So the name of the movie is called Freight. The name of the movie is called Freight. F-R-E-I-G-H-T. Freight. You know what I'm saying? And man, it's something else, man. It's something else, man.
That's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, Nairi inspired me to do this, though. Nairi inspired me to do this. So I'm going to say that first and foremost, man. All those times walking around that track with him, he was telling me about what he was going to do, man. And I said, you know what, man? I'm going to do a movie on my situation, too, man. And so I've been being patient with mine. And, you know, God willing, man, it's going to do what it's going to do when it's time, bro.
That part.
Hey,
Al
Dog and Nairi. Are there any outlets? I know, Nairi, you already said you ain't looking for the Tubi route or none of that. But what outlets are there for brothers, like, that want to take it there without, you know, like, that you could directly tap into if there are any?
Go ahead, Nye.
Yeah, I mean, you got Amazon. It's multiple streaming. You know, Peacock. It's a bunch of them out there. I'm not plugging with none of them, to be honest. I like to be, you know.
Yeah, that I'm saying that you can plug into.
I got other work.
Right.
Put it like this. I do got other work that I would put on Tubi. I'm not saying that I won't. I ain't too big to mess with Tubi, but I just know that they have a certain content level that they have. And like I said, some of my other movies, I wouldn't mind putting on there. But this Gangsta Jake TV series, it has to be a TV series because it's too much material. It's drawn out. It's too relevant, man, because it's dealing with the Blood and Crip War, man. It's basically a peace treaty among the Bloods and Crips. This hardcore gangbanger named Gangsta Jake declared a national peace treaty among the Bloods and Crips, The only difference was it entailed consequences of death for those who chose to go against it. It's not just the regular talking. It's not the hanging out, partying. Motherfuckers get into it later, and then we trip in the morning. No. If you ain't down with this piece, guess what? Your ass going to get killed, motherfucker. And eventually, the message is going to get out there, and it's going to resonate. And even the killers going to have to respect the truth and the real. And the reality is, man, we got to start getting along, man. What the fuck are we study killing each other for? We don't really understand the concept, all of us, all the way. Because if we did, we wouldn't be doing it. It's a straight genocide. It's like we busting on each other like it's a sport or something out here. And it's like, I ain't saying, you know, I'm not, put it like this. I've been a part of it for so long to where I feel that I need to help to stop this shit. Because, I mean, I've been a part of this shit. I mean, I was a part of, you know, at one point, motherfucker couldn't tell me nothing. He couldn't tell me that, you know, it was we shouldn't be doing this, we shouldn't be doing that. So I understand the little homies when they be on this level. Even some of the older homies have still got it in their head. I understand what they go through. However, at some point, you got to look up and be like, man, goddamn, hey, this could be my cousin I'm killing. This is a generation I'm killing off. My sister could have got shot in an accident. My grandmama could have died. I mean, come on, man, at some point, You know, we got to take some responsibility as men, as black men, to step up and be like, man, this shit has to stop. And we got to stop. We got to start stop backbiting on it too. Like, we might have this conversation right here, but then we go hang out with the homie and smoke a blunt.
Exactly.
Know, everybody talking about some other shit that we wasn't even talking about
right.
earlier.
Yeah,
right.
We gotta, you know, when we get in private meetings, man, you know, we can't be backbiting on each other with this shit. We got to shut each other down, even if it's in a smooth way to where the person understand, like, man, that shit wasn't cool to talk about that. Like, no, nigga, I'm not going to go shoot this nigga up. And that's what the TV series is about. That's what the play that I'm putting on is about. It's about redemption. It's about showing both sides of it, because everybody ain't going to be down with the peace. Everybody's not going to be one of stop the motherfucking war at this homie that got smacked over here, you know, 5 years ago or a year ago. Everybody's not going to want to stop it. So some people got to go through the bullshit. So in the Gangster Jake book, in the TV series, I explain all that. Like, you know, let people know the difference between the wild motherfuckers out here, the difference between the ones that, you know, the thinking smooth, and the difference between, it has to be a price for this shit, man, ultimately. You know, and it's like, it didn't got too far out of hand, man. You know, it's like, even with the DP system these days. I mean, DPs ain't being ran properly. You know, these niggas hoods and everything. Even, I'm from the street. I'm being the street every day. I know how this shit go, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't bad-mouthing nobody. I'm bad-mouthing no particular sex, but we all fucked up in a way. We're a dysfunctional-ass family. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
at some
point,
we got to bring this shit together, even if it's like, stopping the killing. I mean, we cutting off generations, man. We can't even go certain places and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't saying gear for no war for another race, but damn, man, just undo the war on our own, basically. You know,
yeah.
We might gotta come together and, you know, come up with some plans later. We can't be planning nothing if we are.
Problem.
Yeah, man, we gotta separate this shit at some point, man. That's what my mind set, basically.
Yeah. And you said, let me touch on this, because you said some important shit. Like you said, man, we could be talking about this, like now having conversations, or when brothers locked up, they're having the conversations, talking about it. But when you get back to your hood or you're around your homies or whatever, and so it's easy to fall back in the same shit. Or you know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? That's part of the big problem, people saying it. And then they fall right back to it, whether they're a victim of it or whatever the case. And brothers, like, you got to stand up more and take that stand, you know what I mean? But I know it's hard, too, because you can't control everybody, you know?
You can't control everybody.
I don't know.
But in my movie, in my film, in my mind, in my own thoughts, I had control. And Gangsta Jake put a cold motherfucking hit squad together, and he went against the people that wasn't down with it. And guess what? He had help.
Oh,
because
wow.
The older people and a lot of younger people ain't really with the banging and tripping on each other, want to kill each other. It's just only a certain percentage of who motherfuckers are that keep the motherfucking flame going, that keep the mindsets of other people going, that just perpetuate the bullshit. And Gangsta Jake identified it. But guess what? That 100, it started off as 1 or 200. And, you know, as time went on, people started whispering to people, influence people. Next thing you know, that 200 turned into 2,000. So the opposition, the people that were down with keeping the war going, man, they start getting deep. And that's when Gangsta Jake said, the talking ain't just going to work. That's when we're going to start smacking them off. And guess what? Once he started doing that, it started working, and a lot of different things start opening up for black people. It's just like a war, man. It's just like a war.
It's
going to be some casualties of war.
Yeah.
Casualties of war.
After the war, it's good. Like I mentioned, the United States dropped a bomb on Hiroshima. Over 100-something thousand, and guess what? They're still getting along today. So
at some point,
we got to put a cap on it. We got to honor our dead. You know what I'm saying? We respect the people that want to live, and, you know, those that don't want to live, we just got to get rid of them. And that's just a movie. This is a fictional movie, y'all. So don't take this to heart or whatever. Or you could, however you want to do it. But it is what it is. At some point, we have to come to a point where we got to just stop the bloodshed. Because it's happening too often, and not just L.A. This shit is happening in New York, Texas, Chicago. I mean, we can just go on and on, all the way to fucking another country, man. They tripping in Africa. Come on.
Yeah.
So, that's my man.
That's good stuff, brother. That's good stuff, man. You know, I just wanted to add to that, you know, other outlets for people that's writing and trying to get their stuff out there. You know, you got to work really, really hard at it. and you got to make your stuff what is, I describe as undeniable. If you got something that's undeniable, if you put your blood, sweat, and tears into writing, and you ready to get out and you tell these stories, man, as from the bottom of your heart, you know
right.
what? It becomes what you call undeniable. So no matter who you
undeniable.
Put in front of, they're going to be like, that's it. That has got to be undeniable.
Right, right.
And that's, if you can't
right.
stand on that standard, that's kind of like playing in the NBA and don't want to win the championship. You don't want to work hard to do what it takes to win the championship. You know, you,
right.
in every level of life, you got some people that do it harder than others. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Everybody in the Kobe Bryant, everybody not a LeBron, everybody not a Michael Jordan, everybody not a Magic Johnson. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, you got to go in and just, like you said, dig deep. Night is digging deep. I'm digging deep. I see a lot of different movies out there, a lot of different, read a lot of books, a lot of TV
mm-hmm.
series, and they,
right.
they are there because it's either a connection, because some of that stuff ain't that good, but it is what it is. I get credit. You know, I get credit. I learn from it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
so that's all we got to do. We got to just go up in there with the confidence. Like walking that yard, you got to walk with your head up, and you got to walk
that
up in
part.
There with your shit, slap it on the table, and be like, this is my shit. This is my shit right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Read it. It's
right.
undeniable. I ain't
yeah.
gonna, when you read it, I'm going to let it speak for itself. And that's how you get to that next level. Because at the end of the day, we could be the same dudes that those dudes are bringing their stuff to. Me and Nye, I'm trying to create it to where all of us opens the door for other dudes coming on from prisons. You know, I got the homies
absolutely.
Right now with life
right.
sending me all the case files. I got dudes writing on case files after case files after case files with homies that just either just got from doing life or about to come home. You know, I want to create a whole little program. We pick them up from prison. We had the cameras on them. We doing some live stuff. Take them to the PO. Take them to the get their first driver license. Some of the niggas been gone since 18, 19, 20 years old. And we going
right.
to do a story on their license coming on from jail right now in real time. You know, I'm calling this living the dream, man. Living the dream production. Because guess what? We all got a dream. And I done talked
right.
to Nye about it. I done talked to Lil Man about it. This is going to be our collective. This is going to be what we going to do together. Not I'm doing by myself. This we're going to do together. And I want y'all, thank y'all for letting me get up on here. Because right now I got a lot of energy and I got a lot of passion with this. And it's my first time even really speaking on this outside of somebody in the room with me. So I appreciate,
appreciate
the platform.
We appreciate having you more. You always know it's
appreciate
always
you
yes, sir.
Time. Me. I love
yes,
y'all,
sir.
Man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Love you, man.
Yes, sir. Much sure. love, brother.
Well, Gilo, I'm going to meet you, man. I'm going to meet you, man. I can't wait to meet you.
Okay. Yes, sir. We're going to make it happen, bro.
That's right.
Boy,
that's
dog.
Right.
Linwood, man. Palmer.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Linwood, man. Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right.
Let me take another call here. Let me take another call. 310-735. You're live on the line. Hello.
Yo, what's going on, man? I'm Jonathan, the other published author that's on the book tour with Nyeri.
What's up, my brother? How you doing there, boy?
You was on the
what's
show with me the other night.
Yeah, man. What's going on? How you doing this
yeah.
evening?
Good, bro. Good. Glad to have you here, man. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people really enjoyed you the other night, man, speaking some real shit, man. So glad to have you back.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it, too. I watched it over, boy. You done your thing, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that.
My
appreciate
little homie,
that.
That's right there. He's sharp, very intelligent, man, articulate.
Glad to
exactly
be here. Sir. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on again tonight, you know.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Hey,
we're gonna be talking.
Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people now, because it's a whole new audience right here, man. Let the people know who you are, what you got going on, Jonathan.
All right. Yeah, so my name is Jonathan Longmire. I'm a published author of two books, a self-help book, The Passion Grade, that I spoke about the other day, and an urban novel book, Gods and Athletes, which I'll speak a little bit about today, a little bit about both of them. Also,
okay.
I'm a co-founder of an organization with my wife called Longmire's Professional Services. Excuse my background. Longmire's Professional Services. And you said just a little bit about me. What was your question?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just give them a breakdown, man. You know, of what you got going on, a little background and all that.
All right. So right now, you know, I just want to just thank Nyeri, you know, for inviting me to be a part of this tour, and also, you know, giving me the opportunity to act on the Gangsta Jake podcast show. We've done a couple of film, you know, recordings, whatnot, and shot a couple of pilots. And it's just been a great, you know, what I say, journey, you know, working with him. And also just being on here to be able to present, you know, my material as well outside of being an actor and, you know, being a supporter in his movement, you know, having the opportunity to push my own is kind of great. And, man, I've just been, you know, just building out, man, with me and my wife with some of the businesses that we just been focused on together as a team with the Longmire Professional Services outside of this. And that's what I've just really been up to, bro. It's like, you know?
Right. Yeah, this brother right here, man, is a real man, Jonathan, man. You know, like, they wouldn't know it from hearing you, brother, because you've been, well, like obviously, man, grown and doing some great positive things now. But I know you got a cold background as well, man. How does it feel, and how long did it take you to, not change, but just, I don't know what you call it, getting your grown man phase now where you are doing all these great positive things? I know you got a cold background as well, bro.
Yeah. Man, I just say, man, over time, you know, like, I guess, you know, time is the master revealer of every secret of everything, and everything is closed. Like, I guess if you live long enough, you know, things just end up, you know, start changing for you, you know.
Right.
If you want better, you know. But I really
right.
don't know, man, like, to be specific as far as, like, when did it start occurring, you know. Like, I had told myself, right, I know, like, I had wrote a statement to myself when I was in the feds, like, 15 years ago, because I did federal time, too. And I said, you know,
right.
when I know that I have made it, when I'm a success, I'll be able to Google, you know, my name, and I'll find myself. Now, I wasn't in a database or nothing, and, you know, like, to be able to find my network and everything. And, you know, right now I'm able to Google myself, but I haven't got the network in the Forbes and stuff yet. But I was like, man, like, I'm fulfilling, you know, some of the things that I said, you know. So I don't know, man. I guess, man, just keep living and just, I guess, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, yeah. Bro.
Stay doing what you're doing,
yeah.
Brother. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
all of us about to have a great path. And whatever
yes.
successful route we take, man, you know, I'm glad that you're here, you know, taking this route with me, soldier. We're going to make it crack. Because we got a lot of good material to offer to the world. A lot of knowledge, and, you know, especially to the youngsters, man, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, we all come together even on that level, you know. We come together on gang levels, you know. We didn't done this gang banging for a while. But also, you know, when it comes to the kids, man, you know what I'm saying? We got a special touch in this when it comes to these youngsters, man, because, you know, it's a lot of misguided people out there, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially from, you know, in these high schools, junior high schools and stuff like that. And, you know, man, we got to reach out to one at a time, man. And, shit, we see them all the time in the neighborhood. So we got a high school right there by school. Maya Angelou, actually, the homie works right there. Doc Murdoch works right there. Yeah, man. So, you know, we pretty much doing what we got to do. And we're seeing the people that we need to be, you know, getting with in the process, which is the youth, which is, you know, the people that's on our side, man, you know. So, yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing, Murdoch. You're on your way, homie. I see it.
Definitely on your way, bro. Doing great things, homie,
definitely.
Great things. Yeah, yeah. We want to open up the phone lines, too, for people out there. You got any questions for these brothers, man, about their books, about the book tour, anything you want to ask, we want to open up the phone lines, too. So if you're out there, press 1. We'll let you come in and ask any questions that you want to ask. What else can we expect, man, on this book tour? This going out to all y'all, man, on this book tour coming up. What can the people expect when they come out?
Man, they can expect some good entertainment as far as they can see the message of the Gangsta Jake series that we're trying to
right.
go in. And, man, they're just going to see some unity in the community, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a little bit of flavors, all kind of flavors, man, you know. But more importantly, you know, I want everybody to see the light in this project and in the whole mission that we own, man. You know, we're trying to get this thing out there for the masses to see so people can understand, you know, the difference, the destruction that this gang thing has done, this Blood of Crip thing, the separation. Right. So, you know, they're gonna see that right there. They're gonna know it because, you know, a lot of people hear about gangs, they don't really see it and know it like that. We're gonna bring it to the stage so they can see it, man. You know, so they can understand a little bit of it. Bring your kid down, man. It's a family show, man. But that's definitely what they can see, what they're going to be seeing. They're going to be having, you know, pick up some of our merchandise, man, some of our books, man. We're going to have books. We're going to have some T-shirts. Just support us, man, because, you know, every dollar that we raise, man, is going toward this Gangster Jake TV series, man. So we know that you guys are, you know, supporting that when you guys do support, you know, these books, signings that we do. Or, you know, whatever we may do, man, because, you know, sometimes I've been out there selling hot dogs, man. You know, we all been out there doing our thing, man, you know, when it comes to this. And, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a village to raise a family. And ultimately, we keep this path going, man. You guys don't see what the Gangster Jake story is really about because it's a three-book series. So it's a lot of information. Even before he became on the path that he's on to want to stop gang banging, this dude was a serial killer. He was a snitch serial killer. So, you know, it's a lot of transitions that go along with this book. The dude was wild, banged out, crazy. You know what I'm saying? He basically transitioned with this book. And I like to say that I transitioned with writing the books because that's where my mind was at when I was first, you know, in the writing book. I just wanted to get through the time, but I still had wild stories in my head. You know what I'm saying? I still want to kill snitches, to be honest. I hated rats. You know, that's my thing. I hate snitches. So it's like, you know, let me write about this shit. Let me put it on paper. That way I ain't got to, you know, get out here and get myself dummied up, caught up in it. So if I put it on paper, you know, guess what? If I go kill one, it's going to be like, I know I'm going to go to jail. I'll be stupid. So let me put something that's going to dummy myself up. So let me, I kind of set myself a trap right there, if you will, for myself. You know, just so I won't go that route. So time went on, you know, I got to really checking out the, you know, the stories and, the effect that it was having on people and stuff. And I was like, man, you know what? I need to, instead of just steering them in this direction with just being a straight serial snitch killer, him bumping on rats, I said, instead of doing that, let me switch it up. Let me make this dude a hero. So I basically made a serial snitch killer a hero by doing the gang truth because we all understand that this gang thing is fucked up for the most, you know, for those that have a conscious mind. So just imagine anybody that can put together a gang truce to stop gang banging in America. I don't give a damn who you are, what you've done in the past. You're going to have some people that's going to like you. So I turned this dude into a national hero where everybody loved him, rooting for him. And eventually, the serial killer stuff that he done, he was in jail fighting for his life, and next thing you know, people batting for him, trying to get him out. It's kind of like how Cookie Williams thing went. I did take a little bit of, from his playbook, you know, from his life, actually, with writing this story, man. So, yeah, I did. You know, I got to say that. As far as that little part right there, you know, because, you know, in the end, everybody want to say Took, you know, but Took was a gangster. He was a gangster throughout his life. He was a loke. You know what I'm saying? But he did change his life. You know, he deserved that opportunity, that chance to live. And, you know, even if he had to be in jail or whatever, man, let the brother live, man. But Schwarzenegger didn't see it that way, man. And Cole thing about it, they didn't work out with each other, hung out in the past at one point. Yeah, man. Yeah, you guys definitely going to get a great book tour. We're going to have three different locations where we're going to be doing stage performances. It's not just going to be at one location. It's going to be at three different locations. Also, we're starting off, as I mentioned, we're going to be in Hearthstone, man. You guys make sure y'all come check us out in Hearthstone. Let me get this address while it's at the top of my head, man. For those that really want to come tap in and see a brother and check out our work, man, we're definitely going to be at Hearthstone. Let me put it up, man.
But go ahead and speak on the murder. Let me put the address up real quick, man. Speaking of what you want to speak on.
No, just, you know, basically, you know, what to expect is a good time, you know, and a good evening, you know, and, you know, good conversations, good networking, you know, amongst some good people. And hopefully, you know, at the end of the evening, you know, we can build and have further meeting of the minds, you know, and just push forward, you know?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. We're going to definitely make it a night to remember, man. The whole tour, though, man, as I mentioned, man, because, man, you know, it's all about sustaining what we're doing, man. It's just not about one day or one month. You know, we're trying to do a TV series, man, and it's going to take more than just, you know, this little display that we're running through, but it's a start. We got to start somewhere. So those that are interested in coming out, man, we're going to be at Hard Times. The address is 1815 Hard Times Boulevard, man. It's actually in Redondo Beach, California. My bad. It's Redondo Beach, California. So you guys come check it out, man. It's called The Neighborhood Coffee and Tea. It's right there at the mall, man, right there at Redondo Beach. You guys will see it, man. Just check me out, man. 1815, we're gonna be there. We're gonna be doing a podcast with Betty Mill and Brittany Loke there. We're gonna be selling books. You know, we're gonna have a few music selections, and man, we're just gonna have a good time and, you know, just talk about, you know, what we're gonna be doing for the month of March, man. Celebrating Black History Month, man. We're basically treating Black History right now, man. So, you know, when we look back 10, 20 years later, you know, hopefully we can look back and say, man, those brothers right there created this tab that, you know, that we're on that, you know, put a dent in game banging. You know, look at it. It's on film. Look at it. Check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, you know, that's pretty much where we at, man. We just trying to be a trailblazer. We trying to set precedents. You know, we trying to be, man, we trying to do a whole lot of stuff, man. We trying to be the first gang members up out the east side, make shit crack on a whole major level in the film industry, man. And... Man, we got the people to do it. As far as we're putting the groundwork in, man. And it might not come as easy as, you know, other people have, but it ain't all about the glory. It's about the story, man. Sometimes, so yeah, just work with us, support us. Your supporters are definitely a success, you know. And furthermore, it's, you know, it's not going to just be in L.A., man. We plan on going to Oakland, plan on going to other different places because, you know, our set is actually spread it out among other locations, man. You know, we're in New York, Tennessee, man. We in different locations, man. North Carolina, man. We got different locations that, you know, we mess with these people anyway on these different levels. So why not be able to, you know, network and, you know, sell some books and, you know, put our storyline out there, man. Let people know that, you know, it is some homies out there that ain't with keeping this damn war cracking forever, you know, because it ain't nothing fly I want to do forever. And as I mentioned, I mentioned it before, man. It seems like all the gangsters want to be squares, and the squares want to be gangsters these days.
Right, that's what I'm about.
Because I don't want to be no gangster. I want to be a square like a motherfucker. I ain't lying. But I want to be a square that's living, one that's successful, one that's sharp, one that's educating our people, our young generation. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that, man. If that's square, opposed to gang banging, going to jail, getting shot, getting killed. Because that's all I done when I was banging. Got shot up in the prison several times. You know, bunch of squabbles, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, well, I get it. That was okay. We've been there, done that. Let's do something better for our people, you know what I'm saying, for the next generation. You know what I'm saying? Let motherfuckers bang for us, like, as a generation. Like,
right.
You know, bang for economical stability, or
right,
you know, bang for you know, to go against all the injustices that goes on with the court system, with the you know, and let's bang for, you know, teenage pregnancy to stop, or the suicidal, you know, non-bullying. Let's bang for something good instead of bullshit, you know, because we've been wasting our time. I feel like this is I say. I know I've been wasting my time with this banging shit. I ain't gonna lie. I got years of this shit in. And you know, I mean, I ain't gonna say I didn't have a lot of fun with it, but I know I wasted a lot of time too. Straight up. I wasted a lot of fucking time. So
I ain't gonna hit on banging too hard because there's a lot of bangers out there. I still got a lot of homies out there. Don't get it twisted. Y'all feel my niggas. I feel fucking strong. But we gonna do better in this world, boy. I guarantee. Y'all gonna like it's sweeter on the other side of this shit. It's sweeter. To where ain't no prison involved. We ain't taking no chances. It's sweeter when we ain't smacking each other off. It's sweeter when we ain't fucking getting robbed from these fucking police all the goddamn time, getting killed by these police. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's sweeter when we able to have a regular conversation to where we ain't pissing these police off. We know that they overzealous anyway, so you got to be able to communicate with these people. That's when it's going to be sweet to me, when I see people conducting themselves in a respectable way, man. And, you know, we just living, man, because really, with me, it's all about life, man. You know, we can get along. Let's do it, man. Let's fucking do it.
Right,
most
right.
Most of it related
beautiful
to that
thing.
Way.
right.
It's like war with the folks say, man. We said most of we related to a lot of dudes. We didn't have wars with motherfuckers from our area. You know, how these streets, you know, next block be the enemy set. Even
right.
In Compton and all these other different areas, you know, you turn the next block as an enemy. And who the said ain't their cousin over there you went shot and killed?
Right.
Never even really met. No. Probably even no. But, yeah, let's just get it together, man. Let's just try to get it together, man. And you guys, when y'all get a chance, y'all come tap into my page. Check out my
Tell them all your handles. Tell them where they can find y'all at and everything.
Yeah, you can definitely find me on IG, on Instagram, Nyeri Third, NYERERE, the number 3, RD, Nyeri Third, Facebook. Man, I'm available, man. Just DM me, man. Hit me up, man. I'm available right now. So, yeah, man, catch me while I got, man, you know, I got this time, man. Straight up. But I'm always be available, man. I'm a bit available. But you guys just support the cause, man. You guys see us out there, man. As I mentioned earlier, man, purchase a book, man. Don't just sit back idle and just see us out here struggling and trying to make this shit crack. That $20, man. Shit, ain't nothing but a sack of weed, man. That shit going in the air, man, quick. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
support
right,
us, man.
Right,
because guess
right,
what?
That part.
When y'all got something, people that normally have things going on and try to get things going on, man, if you put something in their face,
they come
guess
right
what
back.
They're going to support
back.
You as well, man. It's going to come
exactly.
Right back, homie. Every time I see, it's even, I mean, perfect example. Since I became familiar with you, my brother, and, you know, anybody that associate with you or whatever, if I see you out there, I'm going to hit like, man, no matter what. I could be walking down the
street. Right.
So I'm just going to hit like. I don't even know what's going on. I'm going to sit and look at it and see what's happening for a minute. That's what we got to start doing. We got to start coming together, supporting each other when we know each other's doing things because, man, we all we got.
You said it right, bro. We all we got. We got to support each other, man. We got to stop the hate and all that shit and support each other, man. And support the positive stuff going on. We got to stop supporting because there's a lot of negative shit going on. You know what I mean? And people always quick to support that and tune into that and all that. We got to support the positive shit going on, man.
Support the good stuff, man. I'm the type of person, I like doing good shit, man. I do cousin day and shit like that, man. You know, I like to do shit like that. Instead of a funeral, let's all get together and have fun. You know what I'm saying? Come together.
Right.
Let's get together. We could, man. Let's just stop banging on each other, man. We could, shit. I mean, fuck.
Right. I agree, bro. I agree.
I don't mind.
I agree. Yeah. So, anybody, everybody, if we don't have anybody else wants to tap in, what do you guys want to leave the people with, man? I'll let everyone get theirs off as we, you know, whatever you want to leave the people with or end it with or put out there that we did not speak about.
Well, I just pretty much said everything. I can think of, I let my boy Murdoch go take it over, look, man, somebody. But ultimately, you know, all I'm saying is, you know, you got to come support us, man, when you can. But definitely, please come support us at this the next location we're going to be at, which is going to be at the coffee and tea shop, man. We're going to be there. That's what I got, man.
Yes, sir.
On the path, man. There's a lot of dates. There's a lot of dates out there. If you guys have any questions, 800 number right there. Hit us up, man. 888 number. Hit us up, man. We'll answer the questions. But the main thing, we need you guys' support. We need you on the beat with us, man. Purchase a ticket. We're going to have tickets available for the stage performances. But as far as the book signings, you know, we just need you guys to come out, man. Just show some love. Come out, man. But definitely, man, be there for us, man, because we're definitely there for you guys, man.
That part. Little man Murdoch, anything you want to leave the people with?
Oh, no, I'm just, this little man right here, I'm just supporting my brother, man. My brother supporting me, man.
Opposite of square, y'all.
Murdoch, you up in there, boy? You up in that party?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'd like to just, you know, first and foremost, like to thank you, Nairi, for, you know, inviting me on this tour with you. And G-Lo, I'd like to thank you, man, for, you know, having us on your show and giving us the opportunity to speak in front of your audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, really appreciate that. And, you know, you guys can follow me on Facebook, Jonathan Longmire. That's my first and last name. And on Instagram, it's the same thing, Jonathan Longmire underscore 794. And you guys can also, you know, grab my book on Amazon, Gods and Athletes by Jonathan Longmire and Thomas Kennedy and The Passing Grade, the same authors. And what I'll just lead an audience with, man, is that, you know, be all you can be, man, you know. Continue to just strive for what's in the depths of your heart, you know. Pursue what you want to do. You know?
Right.
Absolutely. Well spoken,
yes, sir.
Man.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You guys, audience. Appreciate you guys, man. From the bottom of my heart, appreciate you guys, and thank you guys for having us, man. Really.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a pleasure, man. We'll do it again whenever y'all are ready, man. Much love and respect.
For sure, man.
We're going to stay tapped
y'all
in. Tap make sure
y'all
check
man.
Out that book tour. Yeah.
Don't forget the first stop we're going to be. It's going to be the 17th. Saturday, not this Saturday because we got the Super Bowl cracking, but the following Saturday, I'm going to need to see somebody there and let me know you was there and here as well.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Right. And we'll be updating y'all and posting stuff and letting y'all know it's going down. So make sure you're there on the 17th, man. Much love, respect. Nairi Jace, author and soon-to-be producer and film director or whatever you're going to do, man,
that's
in the film business. You know what I mean? We're going to speak that into existence. So, you know, make sure you're there. Don't be late, y'all, because these brothers got some big stuff coming up in the works, man. And we support it all. So much love to y'all brothers, man. I got y'all whatever
thank
y'all
you,
need.
Yes, appreciate sir. You, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Much love, respect. And shout out to my bro, Baby Pook, too, out there as well, man. Much love, respect, and everybody.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Baby Pook,
yeah.
Man. Where you at? Boy, you out there somewhere.
Yeah, you know he out there, man. Shout out to you, Pook. And much love, man, to everybody out there on the east side, man. Shout out again,
right.
Man.
Shout out to the
show.
Avalon. AGC.
Shout out to the Avalon, South Park. Much love, respect, man. It's West Side Wednesday.
Well.
Yes, sir. It's West Side Wednesday, the G-Loop show, y'all.
Like fast, nigga, yeah, that's fast. So while I'm here, I'ma stack my cash. I'm a natural born hustler, G by nature. Every day these niggas get faker and faker. Man, I'm out blind crippin', rally car slipping. Empty clips of niggas who thinking they can't get it. Yeah, G's up, nigga, stack your cheese up, nigga. OG's with me, kick your feet up, nigga. YG's with me, ride or die, my nigga. Murder squad, time to pull a homicide, my nigga. I'm a G nigga, G niggas do G things. I'm a G nigga, G niggas do G things. South Park, that's where them gangsters at. The blue Chuck T's, Angel hats, and big black straps. South Park, third, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Get out of line, nah, tighten that ass up.
South Park, that's where them gangsters at. Blue Chuck T's, Angel hats, and baseball bats. South Park, that's where I've been all my life. I earned my stripes, and disrespect, I don't think twice. South Park, niggas got clientele. X pills, cush, weed, and dope for sale. South Park, and we don't give a fuck. We know the cameras watching, but we still give it up. South Park.
What's up, man? Nah, it's a homeboy, man, you know what I'm saying? Big D, man, representing ATL to the fullest, man, you know what I'm talking about? Southside, man. Man, I just want everybody to know that, man, you are not logged in to nothing but the legendary, my homeboy, nothing but the GD show, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nothing but the hit. Nothing but the motherfucking hit, nigga. Get him over the head with it, homie.
Although my girl gets mad at me, she has to understand the essence of family. She's cussing and fussing and trying to break the habit's heart. But understand, girl, you knew from the jump start. I ran the streets keeping suckers off my homie's back, making records and trying to avoid getting jacked. SCC, yeah, it's a love thing. I don't slang, but you're thinking that I gang bang. Cause I wear khakis, notes you say I never say I love ya. And mean it in a strong way. Girls on my jock, you say I got it going on. In South Central, the place that I call home. The telephone rings, but it's you that I'm thinking of. I know it's hard to deal with, but it's gangsta love. Yeah, you gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. You gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. You gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. You gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. Good girl, and you complain that I'm quiet on the telephone, and that I'm rolling with the homies while you're all alone. I disagree because I call you when I'm cooling out. I understand you feel upset, but baby, check it out. Me and my homies have to make it on the city streets. With all the banging and the slanging, we depend on beats and dope rhymes to keep us out of child lines. You're so kind, and I'm happy that you're all mine. But it's a fact, my homies always get my back. And like that, I'll never end up getting jacked. We have time together and we use it well. We go to dinner, to movies, then we get a tail. You understood from the start. I couldn't change overnight, but I have a heart, so what's up? You're starting to push, but don't shove. Girl, you gotta deal with this gangsta love. Yeah, you gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. You gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. You gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. You gotta deal with this. With this gangsta love. Yeah, you might think I'm out chasing women, or just wasting time in the streets with my homies. But if you don't already know, baby, I'm dedicated to the SCC. Whatever it takes to get us over is first priority right now. Yeah, I see that look in your eyes, but don't get me wrong. I do feel deeply for you. And this gangster love could be your love if you hang in there. Yeah, you gotta deal with this. With this gangster love. You gotta deal with this. With this gangster love, baby. You gotta deal with this. Cause it's gangster love. You gotta deal with this.
By G-Lu and Queen Jean. Go on and just tap into the studio line, 914-803-4001, to get your request in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Westside Wednesdays. Thanks to our sponsors, Dee Dee Harrison, BTP Media, and Tweed Cadillac. Be there. Don't be no square.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like the structure to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. Who is more dramatic than this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the one. Punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Everyone is just a gotta lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Besides my brother, S-T-O-T-T-O. the Bronx is thick. In real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got you. A teacher will begin to say, I play the nine and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this?
Slipping, you get school, now get you for your money, son.
You're getting their hair and their nails done for them. Now let you show them off. But when it comes to sex, they got a bad cough or a headache. It's all give and no take. Run out of money and watch your heart break. They'll drop you like a bad habit. Cause a brother with money, yo, they got a habit. Messing with me, though, that gets none. You can't juice Ice Cube, girl, cause I ain't the one.
Girl, you gotta get these brothers for all the money you can, honey. Cause if they ain't got no money, they can't do nothing for me but get out of my face. I know what you mean, girl, it ain't no wild thing. Jumping off unless you got dollars.
Sometimes I used to wonder, how the hell a ugly dude get a fine girl's number? He's getting juice for his ducats. I tell a girl in a minute, yo, I drive a bucket and won't think nothing of it. She can ride or walk, either leave it or love it. I show her that I'm not the O, the N-E. Say I'm a ruthless N-I-double-G-A. Cause I'm gaming on a female that's gaming on me. You know I spell girl with a B. A brother like me is only out for one thing. I think with my ding-a-ling, but I won't bring no flowers to your doorstep when we going out. Cause you'll take it for granted, no doubt. And after the day, I'ma wanna do the wild thing. You want lobster? Huh? I'm thinking Burger King. And when I take you, you get frustrated. You can't juice Ice Cube and you hate it. But you see, I don't go nuts over girls like you with the big old butt and start coming out the pocket to knock it. But when the damage is done, you can only lay me, girl. You can't play me, girl, for the simple fact that I ain't the one.
I don't care how they look. If they got money, we can hook up, but they ain't getting none. Yeah, I just make them think they gon' get some. Play with their mind a little bit and get that money. Oh, Ice Cube, can I have some money, please?
Give you money, why bother? Cause you know I'm looking nothing like your father. Girl, I can't be played a gank. Gank means getting took for your bank or your gold or your money or something. 9 times out of 10, she's giving up nothing. They get mad when I put it in perspective. But let's see if my knowledge is effective. To the brothers, man, they robbing you blind. Cause they fine with a big behind, but pay it no mind. Keep your money to yourself, homie. And if you got enough game, you'll get her name and her number without going under. You can't leave them and love them and stay above them. I used to get no play, now she stay behind me. Cause I said I had a Benz 190. But I lied and played the one just to get some. Now she feels dumb. To my homies it's fun, but that's what you get trying to play me for my money. Now don't you feel used? But I don't give a hoot, huh? Because I knock boots. You shouldn't be so damn material and try to milk Ice Cube like cereal. How many times do I have to say it? Cause if I have to go get a gun, you girls will learn I don't burn. You think I'm a sucker, but I ain't the one.
But you said you love me.
I don't see no rings on his finger.
Why are you doing me like this? I love you.
Yeah, you love my money. I got what I wanted. Beat it.
Yo, this one's going out to everybody in every ghetto. Turn it up, adjust your EQs and make sure it's bumping. This is for the gangbang addicts, the low-ride pros, triple OGs with the hot 6-4s, go-fast ballers, banging 6 gears, 3-time felons with the tattoo tears. For all the homies out there that cook it up good, distributing so up they project a neighborhood, whether it's Peruvian or ghetto D. Want your buck down a key and sell an ounce for me, I'm from the ghetto, so the hood rats get proppers, real criminals, robbers, and the pet bull squabblers, putting down thousands till it ain't nothing left, cause real street niggas let them roll to the death. I like fly shit, so I scramble for the pay. Rather hustle homeboy than gangbang any day. Was down with the truth and 9 dudes, so I looted. It's the Y2K and I'm still khaki suited. What you thought, nigga?
From the street, from the street, from the street.
Tell them where I'm from.
From the street.
I represent where
from, and I'm nutty as
I'm like
come.
Them hot boys, got cash money and hot toys, plus some automatic things to make the pop noise. For haters that resent me, they jealous evidently, cause I float through the city in a drop top Bentley. But niggas like me, just stay to the grind, pay you no mind, keep the safety off my nine. I ain't worried about you busters, we ain't scared to kill. Well, beaten before rap, I'm a street nigga for real. So check my resume and tell me what it say. I'm the same nigga from the block known for pushing yay. I claim the turf and bang the hood from a BG. Now I'm 8 figures up and when you see me, it's TV. Mac ain't getting caught up charged with murder one. When you got loot, you don't do it, you just simply get it done. Now who wanna test and try to push around Mac? Get this rap shit twisted and get your dome pushed back, huh?
From the streets, from the streets, from the streets.
Tell them where I'm from.
From the streets.
I represent where I'm from and I'm nutty as they come.
From the streets, from the streets, from the streets.
Tell them where I'm from.
From the streets.
I represent where I'm from and I'm nutty as they come.
I'm back to that OG gangsta, full life gritty shit. That insane banging Inglewood City shit. If rap failed today, I'm back to cutting chunks. Pushing work through the hood from down south to the Bronx. Niggas trip if they want to and get cheap thrills. On an MC with skills, but not an MC with kills. And when the phone kick, I smash to let a nigga know. Now everybody say ho if you love Mac 1-0. Killers on my payroll's a chain of command. But my neighbors don't know, I think I'm a family man. I know sometimes they wonder when a 6-4 dragon. Hair braided, tatted up, and I wear my pants sagging. Every room in my house stays flooded with heat. Living the hills, but I still got tied to the street. Ain't shit by me changed, worldwide I'm respected. I'm who banging now, but I'm still well connected, you know?
From the streets, from the streets, from the streets.
Tell them where I'm from.
From the streets.
I represent where I'm from, and I'm nutty as they come.
From the streets, from the streets, from the streets.
Tell them where I'm from.
From the streets.
I represent where I'm from, and I'm nutty as they come.
What's cracking y'all? G-Lo. It's your big brother from the same mother. C-Lo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from the Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lo Show.
Nothing matters but the glamour.
California.
Yeah, still the city where the skinny niggas ride black.
No time to be fidgety when the iron claps. The DA trying to pin a G with the wiretap. I pray on these contingencies and it's my back. Two senses is Hennessy, watching time lapse. I'm cool as boo, too finicky for the nightcap. Shit ruin the synergy, so I move expeditiously. And I do it religiously, yeah that's right cat. Moving through the vicinity, you know my straps. Trying to elude the bigotry when the white snaps. Trying to diffuse that energy for a climax. 6 juice, 455 stacks. What?
Yeah, this is G-Lo, hooked up with the homie Digital West, from the Midwest. Yeah, and we just cruising, down the boulevard, shit hitting hella hard. It's 11:22, and this is what we do. Yeah, this is something for the coast. This is how we groove like the floaters when we float. This is how we move like a Leo back and forth. Go vacation on the 7-day cruise on the boat. As I quote, funky lyrics as I smoke. On the 22nd day, but we've been going since the first. Homie, I'm the curse, but I'm blessed with a gift. I'm a top shelf, drink a DeLeon by the fifth. Perignon by the leader, bumping Missy, Mr. Meter. With my baby by my side, looking good enough to eat her. This is for the divas, yeah, the independent mommies. Who got their own cash and ain't gotta ask nobody. Who got their own Mercedes Benz, yeah, the big body. Some got it off the pole, stripping some went to college. I'm giving y'all the knowledge, but the knowledge ain't free. Cause you still gotta listen, pay attention, my G. I'm in position to be one of the best. Had to check in, get connected with the homie Digital West. Shout out to the G, the Notorious 313. It's a Midwest Connect, they respected by the G.
Welcome to the just kicking it church
back for the second verse, I call it part two. Shout out my 6 Mile, homie, he did his part two. Back on my shit now, and I'm about to start too. Take my game to a level only for a few can come. This shit ain't over cause the story just begun. Dudes need to put their pants up and put down their gun. The marathon continues, about to make another run. Can't take this shit too serious, I do this shit for fun. When I hate her to nip away, he took away the sun. I left a dark cloud shining down on everyone. The homie said it ain't no fun if you the only one. Get into the money, so I try to bring everyone. The 1-1, double two the day we celebrate. Celebrate the homies coming home with a date. Digital West, Big G Lou with the funk. Candy on the paint, 6 pumps in the trunk.
Your own.
you keep giving me cards I can't keep. I throw these two back, you throw me two more, they're so cheap. I couldn't get the winning hand that I wanted in my sleep, cause when the dream get good, I get trampled by sheep. Nightmares, even when I'm woke in the day, I'm having dreams that I'm running, but they're smoking away. And there's this man in a suit, he take a token, he say,
you had a promise that you made and you broke it today.
Now which part of this movie here did I just miss? Did I really sell my soul to this big red bitch? I don't think what you got to offer is really enough. For cars, sex, and houses, money and stuff, I'd rather be broke and own nothing but peace of mind. And a Benz, and a house, and a 9-deuce-9. Aw, Top, help me out before I sink the boat. Gotta be more than 50 ways to keep afloat. Cause I feel like I'm suffocating, I can't breathe. I wanna go, but I'm too afraid to leave. Take me with you, Mossy. I know you're seeing something grand as you fade away. And you gently released my hand and it shook my balance. Cause you ain't no more alive. You think I'd see you? If I keep this 45, oh, I'd be the first person popping three. Dropping me to the abyss, but I missed what's stopping me. I got the pressures of the world on my little back. My nerves are turning into jelly and I'm about to crack. You think I'm cheating on my homies by holding back? No, I really protect them all because the truth is whack. Forever bars and forever scars. Being trapped and dying young makes forever stars. Tell me, why am I so hesitant? And the way life's going, looks like when hell comes, I'm gonna be a resident. Suck it up, I'm supposed to. But me and Mossberg was closer than most knew. It ain't dramatized, no. And it ain't a fucking act when you're traumatized, no. And it ain't no turning back when you're so connected, no. And it's hard to keep your focus when you're so affected, no. And it's hard to love again when you're so neglected. Suck it up, I'm supposed to. That ain't easy for somebody you're close to. Shit, see your homie in a coffin, it's so wicked and vivid. It's gonna be harder on all of us cause we gon' relive it. Over and over, drunk or sober, from October to October, I steadily feel like I'm getting knocked over. And all the money in the world don't make it better. And a whole bottle of alcohol don't make it wetter. With a blur and a slur, I'm still calling your name. And on top of this drama, you add fame. Wow, but when you start to bubble, then your friends, they spite you. And if you go to church, then hip-hop won't like you. I feel like a giant on a worldwide stage, but at the same time trapped in a real tight cage. With no way out, I play out, then I come back. Cause there's an unwritten law that says I can't be whacked. So I put on my game face, go back to the same place, only to realize that y'all ain't got the same taste. Even with something new, they look at you cold. And without a hot face, consider you old. And leaving me stressed and brokenhearted, how could I be finished with West Coast rap? I helped start it.
Put it in lyrical form. Back to the 80s when the greatest music was formed. Hip-hop, the shit don't stop, we still getting it. They said that it would play out, but we still playing with it. Shout out to the greats and the legends who paved the way. From Melly Mel to KRS-One to a WA. Say what you say, do what the fuck you want to. Shout out my H-Town players like the homie Devin the Dude. Nice and smooth, Pete Rock, Big Groove. Can't forget the Predator, the Don Mega Ice Cube. Homie, I'm a crew, sign, seal, solidify. They label me the soul of the street, so I can't hide. Gotta stay fly higher than the eagle. I'm a legend like John, but still ordinary people. Dipping in the Regal, Cutlass of El Camino. Reminiscing back when 92 the beat had Theo. Around the same time we set it off like Cleo. But nowadays all they do is same.
gang like Neo. You just a baby boy, so I call you Mijo. Shout out to my cousin Chris Webb, that's my primo. Shout out to my OG Uncle Ken, that's my Theo. When we leave Vegas, then we head straight to Reno. I don't like to gamble, but I still play Keno. And if it ain't craps, then I'm probably shooting CeeLo. Shout out to my big bro CeeLo, and free my homie Tweet. R.I.P. to my homie Kiki. DJ Maniac, Luke the beat. C.O.D. G. Lou, I'm the soul of the streets.
You can be in the shootout. You can be, your life can be online. Motherfucker can shoot you and kill you. And your family be crying about you and shit.
That part right there. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. Westside Wednesdays radio show. Shout out to our guest once again, Nayiri Jace. Check out the book tour on tour now. Check us out tomorrow night, 93.3 FM ISM Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific. Until next time. Much love and respect. Peace.